Angie, we got, I guess, some serious business to talk about today. I have not heard a whole lot about it, but we've been dealing with some combine fire issues this fall.
Yeah, it's been a pretty big problem that so early in the season, I'm honestly surprised myself in, you know, really barreling down on soybean harvest, and some producers are starting to dip their toes into corn harvest, but it's been a problem because typically we think about this as a sunflower harvest issue, not a soybean harvest issue. So it's definitely it's happening.
Well, the hard part is, you know, I had not heard of any. You're starting to hear of more and more, but it has been a prevalent problem around, and I'm not sure how the whole reporting thing comes about, but that's a lot of money that's going up in smoke, and there's some things that we can do to hopefully prevent some of these combine fires.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're talking about the investment made into these machines, you know, $500,000 to $1 million worth, you want to do everything you can to protect that asset. I mean, that your harvest depends on that machine, and so even though I know how hard it is to take time to shut down the machine and just take some time to clean it off, that time could make the difference between completing your harvest or watching it go up in smoke. So prevention is going to be really important this season to help prevent that combine from starting on fire.
Yeah.